You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of wrangling over whether the US electorate wanted President Trump to continue in the White House or to elect Joe Biden as a new leader, the Senate's lead Republican, Mitch McConnell, told his colleagues that Congress should not override the voters' verdict.
The Constitution gives us here in Congress a limited role. We cannot simply declare ourselves a national board of elections on steroids. The voters, the courts, and the states have all spoken. They've all spoken. If we overrule them, it would damage our republic forever.
But President Trump continued to whip up opposition to the vote's outcome. Speaking to thousands of supporters rallying in Washington, he continued his baseless claims of electoral fraud.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
With the constitutional process already underway to formally declare Joe Biden the winner of the election, protesters backing President Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol buildings, forcing a delay. They tore down metal barricades at the bottom of the Capitol steps and were met by officers in riot gear. Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conti says as the demonstrators approached the United States Capitol grounds, there was a noticeable change in their demeanor.
Due to the violent behavior towards the police officers there and their intent on gaining access to the Capitol, a riot was declared. It was clear that the crowd was intent on causing harm to our officers by deploying chemical irritants on police to force entry into the United States Capitol building. As you are aware, they were able to gain access to the Capitol building, and I can confirm that one civilian was reported to have sustained a gunshot wound inside of the Capitol. Details of the shooting are not immediately available, and the situation remains under investigation. The Metropolitan Police Department will be taking the lead on that investigation.
A woman has died after being shot during the storming, but it remains unclear who shot her. Protesters broke through police lines and could be seen marching through the Capitol's Statuary Hall, shouting and waving Trump banners and American flags.
This way! This way! This way! This way! This way! This way! This way!
Senators were ushered from the chamber by security officers and evacuated to an undisclosed location. U.S. Representative from Michigan, Elissa Slotkin, says it was a volatile situation.
Listen, you have to clear these buildings. As was reported by so many, these protesters broke in, so none of them went through metal detectors. You have no idea what kind of weapons are right now in the Capitol. And you have to clear the buildings efficiently and effectively without, hopefully, a firefight, without this descending into further violence, which no one wants.
Reporters were told to stay in the Senate's press gallery as the doors were locked. NBC's Frank Thorpe found himself under lockdown in the building.
So we've still been locked down in our gallery, in our office here in the Capitol. So I haven't actually seen any protesters because we're not even allowed to leave our space. But I can tell you that there's a lot of members of the press here and staff who are concerned and worried about even how to get out of the Capitol if they wanted to. They're trying to get out. They're trying to leave. And there's really not even a way to do that because Capitol Police has told us to stay out of the hallway, stay away from the windows, and avoid the protesters at all costs.
President Trump appealed for the protesters to go home while still insisting the election had been stolen from him.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country.
President-elect Joe Biden said he was shocked and saddened that American democracy had come to such a dark moment and with the whole world watching.
The certification of the Electoral College vote It's supposed to be a sacred ritual, which we affirm. The purpose is to affirm the majesty of American democracy. But today's a reminder, a painful one, that democracy is fragile, and to preserve it requires people of goodwill, leaders of the courage to stand up, who are devoted not to the pursuit of power, but or the personal interest pursuits of their own selfish interest at any cost, but of the common good.
Former President Barack Obama condemned the violence and President Trump. In a statement, he blamed Mr. Trump for inciting the violence thanks to his baseless lies about the outcome of the election. He says the storming of the Capitol building was a moment of great dishonor and shame for the United States. And the leaders of Mr. Trump's own Republican Party have also condemned the violence, saying that to see the US flag used in the name of unfounded conspiracy theories was a disgrace. In an unprecedented step, Twitter has suspended the account of President Trump for 12 hours after he repeatedly posted false accusations about the election following the events in Washington. Twitter said that future violations by Mr. Trump would result in a permanent suspension. Alan Lee, SBS News.